Shalom Aleichem, Mishneh Yomi is continuing. We are in the second chapter of Yevamot, Mishneh Gimel, the third Mishnah. Now, as you'll see, as we go further into Yevamot, we're explaining a lot of the concepts and the relationships that we brought up in the first Mishnah. So Mishneh Gimel teaches, Klol Amru V'Yavama. There's a general rule they said about the Yavama. Again, the Yavama is the woman who is the widow of the man who passed away with no children, but he has brothers. And so what's this rule? Kol shehi iser erva. If there's a prohibition of erva, erva or arayot is a forbidden relationship on the biblical level. The Torah itself said this marriage cannot happen. Lo choletzit v'lo mityabemet. Such a widow who is related to the surviving brothers as a real biblical bona fide 100% from Moshe Rabbeinu prohibition, there's no chalitza and no yibum. Meaning she doesn't require a chalitza before she marries someone else, and there is no mitzvah at all to do a yibum in this case. And as we said in Mishnah, the very first Mishnah in Yevamot, it's not only her where there's no chalitza yibum, it's also any existing co-wives she had at the time. Now the Mishnah adds another category, isura isur mitzvah. If the relationship between the surviving widow, the Yevama, and the brothers who could theoretically do yibum, is an iser mitzvah, meaning a rabbinic enactment of arayot, a rabbinic erva, a rabbinic prohibition. The rabbis extended some of the biblical arayot to situations that are similar. For example, there are times where the Torah prohibits a man from marrying a paternal relative from the father. The rabbis extended many of these cases to a maternal relative as well. Ve iser kedusha, or if it's an iser kedusha, which we'll define in the next Mishnah, choletzit v'lo mityabemet. So the widow needs a chalitza. Chalitza is, again, the ceremony we'll discuss in detail later, the removal of the shoe, etc. We'll translate it as release. We'll just call it chalitza, really. So because on a biblical level, this widow could theoretically marry the brother, but there's a rabbinic prohibition from doing so, so she should get chalitza and not yibum. The Mishnah adds a similar case. Ahota shehi yivimta. Her sister is also a potential yavama. What happened was originally there were three brothers. Two of the brothers married two sisters and then unfortunately passed away without children. So those two sisters now, Rachel and Leah, are up for Yibum to the surviving brother. However, if one of them is an Isser Erva, for example, maybe his mother-in-law, or the partner suggests his previous daughter-in-law who then got divorced from his son, there was some sort of Erva, as we mentioned in the first Mishnah, who lets it O mityabemet. Since one of these two sisters is out of the running for yibum, there's no ability to do yibum, then the other sister, who again was married to a different brother than the erva sister, is eligible for yibum and therefore would need a chalitza to be released if she wants to marry someone else. Let's go on to Mishnah Dalid. Iser mitzvah. This concept of iser mitzvah, what is it? Shniot medivrei sofrim. These are the secondary prohibitions of erva, of arayot, of forbidden relationships that were enacted by the sages, as we mentioned earlier. Iser Kedusha, what is the prohibition due to Kedusha? That's such as Almana LeKohen Godol, a widow and a Kohen Godol. They're not allowed to get married because of the Kedusha, the holiness of the Kahuna, of the priesthood. Or Gerusha V'Chalutza LeKohen Hedyot, or a regular Kohen marrying a divorcee, or a Chalutza. Chalutza means a woman who received a Chalitza. And the chalitza process, it's not a divorce, but it does sever the bond between the yavama, the surviving widow, and the surviving brothers. It is akin to a divorce. We'll learn about chalitza in detail coming up. Mamzeret in the Tina Yisrael, or a mamzer, an illegitimate child, or a notin. A notin were those tribes that pretended they were not local and came to Yehoshua, to Joshua, when he was conquering Eretz Yisrael, and they pretended to be from a, you know, from France or Germany or something that was eligible to convert. So they wanted to join the Jewish people, even though they were Canaanites and they were not supposed to. So they can't marry regular Jews, but they can marry certain types of people, as we've discussed. We're going to discuss the Mishnayot in Kiddushin that the Daf Yomi recently learned. It's interesting, there's a Gemara in the Gemara in Yevamot around Daf 78. They describe how these Natinim, who are also called the Givonim, were very cruel to the surviving family of King Shaul, of King Saul. And after that, David HaMelech made a decree that they not intermarry with the regular Jewish people because they didn't have the same level of mercy and forgiveness as regular Jewish people did. Finally, Ubot Yisrael and Natin and Mamzer. or a Jewish girl to marry a Natin or a Mamzer. Again, one of these Givonim or Natinim, these kind of quasi-foreign tribes, or a Mamzer, an illegitimate child. So these are all considered Isser Kedusha. And again, in Mishnah Gimel, we said she would need Chalitza, the widow would get a Chalitza, not a Yibam. Yashar Kochachem, Zagazunt.